morning, Brother Hatter. How you doing, sir?
I'm okay, man. Thank you for asking. Your thoughts on the Chad Holly case, man, and what's the next move? Is there anything else that can happen with this situation? And then what's going to happen with the next cases that have to deal with the Chad Holly case?
I believe that everyone should be outraged in this city, not just African-Americans, but Hispanics, whites, Arabs, Asians, etc., and in particular, poor people. Everyone should be angry because it was not right, nor was it just, to have an all-white jury in this case. The very first day that we recognized there was an all-white jury, I was on your radio program speaking out against that. Mm-hmm. And what many people don't understand, for the first time in Houston's history, jury selection in a misdemeanor trial took up to 1 week. There were 1,500 jurors brought in to be jury pooled during voir dire in this case. So when they say that African-Americans didn't show up to serve, that's not true. What happened, African-Americans were purposely struck from the jury, and the prosecutors allowed it to happen. The prosecutors could have filed something called a Batson motion, where the Supreme Court said it's unconstitutional to have all white juries in criminal cases. Mm. So they chose not to file that motion. So what you got was an all white jury in this case. And all of these African-Americans and Hispanics and Asians who volunteered and showed up and came down to the courthouse were purposely stricken from the jury. But the Harris County District Attorney's Office has a systemic history. Remember, just 2.5 years ago, we all saw the emails that came out of the District Attorney's Office here in Harris County where they stated that they purposely were striking African-Americans from juries because they felt they could get better convictions and not guilty verdicts having all white juries. So this is not something where we just chose not to serve. But it's in everyone's best interest, Brother Hatter, every human being in this city, for us to have juries that are diverse and a reflection of your peer community. That's not what's happening in Harris County. And what everybody also has to understand, that in Harris County, Houston, 67.8% of the total population are people of color, and whites only make up 33%. And you mean to tell me in a county that's the vast majority of people of color, you couldn't find one person of color to sit on that jury? No, this was a plan, and this was put in place, and the prosecutors allowed it because they never had a sincere desire to convict this cop. Let's talk about two other things. At the end of the trial, when the jury came back with a not guilty verdict, the district attorney who prosecuted the case, Greenwood, he walked over, shook Bloomberg's hand, and patted him on the back. And then last night, we all saw Bloomberg at the 100 Club eating dinner, drinking beer with the police chief and the mayor at the same dinner party. This is a con game, and the people must stand up now. This is not about Chad Holly. He's a symbol, but the substance is about justice. This is bigger than race. This is bigger than one community. This is a call for justice. That system downtown is so corrupt. None of us stand a chance, and police have woke up this morning with a license that says anything goes, and in particular when it comes to men of color, do whatever you want to do, and we'll let you get away with it.
Well, Mr. X, let me ask you this, because I know oftentimes when it comes to juries, many people don't want to participate in the whole jury process in the first place. Was that maybe a situation in this case, or are you just dead set, and this is a prosecutor's situation, and it was just convoluted from the beginning?
For the first time in Harris County history, you had 1,500 people brought in to be pulled to sit on this jury. Many African Americans asked to be on the jury. They were stricken from the jury on purpose, Brother Hatter. This was a plan. And remember, the same district attorney in this case was the same lead district attorney prosecuting the Ballard police officer for shooting and gunning down Robbie Tolan in his front yard.
Yeah.
Why would you take that police, that same prosecutor who lost the Robbie Tolan case, when even Ray Charles of the Blind Man from the Grave could have won that case, and put him on a Chad Holly case and say, now let's go get justice? They never intended to convict that cop.
So what is the next? I guess there's nothing that can be done in this case right here. And so how will this have an effect on the other three cases pending?
One, we're asking for two things. We're encouraging and we're asking and demanding that Eric Holder and the Department of Justice step in and take over these prosecutions. The same way when Yandell Johnson was the victim of a hate crime downtown by those white supremacists who jumped him and beat him, the Harris County District Attorney's Office did not pursue hate crime charges against him. But it took the Department of Justice out of D.C. to to file the hate crime charges, and they prosecuted those white supremacists, and they got guilty verdicts several weeks ago in that case.
Right.
We're asking the Department of Justice to do the same thing, because the Harris County Criminal Courthouse has demonstrated to the public that they're not interested in seeking justice, in particular for people of color, and in particular black men. This is a crime. This is why we're asking everybody to come together and speak out about this. This is bigger than one community. This is a collective call for justice.
All right, X, will the same prosecutor be prosecuting in the other cases?
If we don't raise our voice and speak out and mobilize and do something as a people, as a community, he probably will be. But we must have him pulled off the case.
Okay.
And we must have someone step in on the case who's more than qualified to do a great job, because the prosecutor could have filed a Batson motion in the case, striking down that all-white jury and bringing in a whole other jury pool. They did not care. And the proof that they did not care, why'd you go over and shake the man's hand and pat him on the back after the jury came back with a not guilty verdict and you just lost? Is that what you do with other defendants? Of course not. This is our chance now. This is our chance.
And what do you need? And what's the best thing for the community to do? Of course, be outraged and not start tearing stuff up. But what's the best thing for the community at large to do as it relates to these next few cases?
It's important that we all come out today at 4 p.m. at 1201 Franklin in front of the Harris County Criminal Courthouse. There will be pastors there. There will be civic leaders there. There will be activists there. There will be common brothers and sisters there. Brother Hatter, I'm inviting you and your comrades and your constituents that work with you to come on out, brother, because this is about all of us.
Okay.
What they did to Chad Holly on that videotape, that jury said to us that what you all saw on the tape is not what you really saw. Your eyes were lying to you. A tape is worth a million words. We're asking everybody to come out at 4 o'clock, but people will be gathering down there starting at around 2. And the sound system will be in place, and that will be going at around 3.
Okay.
We're asking everybody to get there because we need everybody. It starts at 4, but you can come early.
Okay.
This is, I'm asking everybody to come, not just the black community, all communities to stand up and come together. Because too often when we see issues involving African Americans, you don't see other races. Or if you see issues involving other races, you don't see us. This must be a collective movement now for justice, because if you're poor, you're not going to get justice down at that courthouse. And we must send a message to police officers that they are not above the law. And that's what this is about, letting the system know and letting police officers know you're not above the law.
All right, the rally's at 4 o'clock downtown. Exactly where, X?
At 1201 Franklin, 1201 Franklin, the Harris County Criminal Courthouse. Brothers, I'm warning all of us. I'm really warning all of us. If we don't do something now, if we don't stand up now, Hatter, Robbie Tolin wasn't doing anything. He was the most innocent, squeaky, clean, young African-American you could find. That man was shot down in his front yard, and nothing happened. He kicked out a civil suit. They found an officer not guilty, and now we give him a video, and they stomping and kicking this boy, kicking him in the groin. He's handcuffed, not resisting. And even an expert came in that has trained police officers all over the country for 40 years and said that was the worst case of brutality outside of Rodney King that he had ever seen. But that jury decided that what those cops did was okay, and it's not okay. Because if we're going to allow police officers to be the judge, the arresting officer, the jury, and they can have their own citizens out there at the scene, why do we need a criminal justice system? The cops can just do it all. This is about justice, and I'm asking the people to remember, this is a call for justice. Young brothers love to make rap songs about how somebody offend them in the club, they're going to knock off the whole club, and how they'll ride on your hood, and my hood is this, and your hood is that, and I'm from this side of town and that side of town. Well, now this is bigger than your hood. This is bigger than your certain side of town. This call for justice is bigger than personal little small beefs. This is about a collective call for justice. And everybody should be upset and angry about this, because we're not just saying what these cops did. We saw it all on videotape.
Yeah. 4 o'clock downtown is the rally. 1201 Franklin's the courthouse. We'll all be there, X, and I appreciate all that information, brother.
And thank you for your support, brother. You all stay strong and stay blessed.